So this is going to be a post about the so-called indigeneity of the Ashkenazi Jewish population to Palestine. But before we even get into that, I want to go back to what Malcolm said. The Zionists have the legal or moral right to invade Arab Palestine, uproot its Arab citizens from their homes, and seize all Arab property for themselves just based on the religious claim that their forefathers lived there thousands of years ago. Even if the Ashkenazi Jewish population were in fact indigenous to Palestine, Israel would still be an abomination, because it involves dispossessing people of their land after several thousand years absence. But what's really striking, is that there is an increasing amount of genetic research that makes it very, very clear that the European Ashkenazi Jewish population is not actually ever, indigenous to Palestine. So let's get into the data. Eastern European Jews descended from the Khazars, an amalgam of Turkic clans that settled the Caucasus in the early 8th century CE and converted to Judaism in the 8th century. As the author states in another place, in 2018, the same author, El-Hayek, stated that the Ashkenazi maternal line is European and that only 3% of Ashkenazi DNA shows links with the Eastern Mediterranean slash Middle East. This is a minuscule amount of maternal DNA, and he goes on to conclude that it's comparable to the proportion of Neanderthal genes in modern European populations. GPS located most Ashkenazi Jews along major ancient trade routes in northeastern Turkey, adjacent to primeval villages with names that resemble the word Ashkenaz. The non-Levantine origin of Ashkenazi Jews is further supported by an ancient DNA analysis. Since the ancient Levantines clustered predominantly with modern-day Palestinians and Bedouins and marginally overlapped with Arabian Jews, whereas Ashkenazi Jews clustered away from Levantine individuals and adjacent to Neolithic Anatolians and Europeans. That is the biological, the DNA evidence makes it very, very clear that the Ashkenazi Jewish population is a European population, Caucasian population. Calling, anti-Jewish sentiment anti-Semitic, it makes no sense because especially the Ashkenazi Jewish population is literally Caucasian, and they are engaged in anti-Semitic behavior when they are genociding Palestinian populations. With respect to Yiddish language and Yiddish culture, Ashkenazi culture, Yiddish language, Yiddish culture is in and of itself beautiful, and has produced, some of the most amazing scholars, intellectuals, cultural producers, poets, a kind of, brilliant humor and cultural warmth. None of that, cultural beauty makes Ashkenazi populations indigenous to Palestine. And again, to go back to where we started, even if they were indigenous to Palestine at some point in the distant past, which they are not, then it would not be appropriate, legal, moral, or ethically responsible, to say that they have a right to engage in a settler colonial enterprise, ethnically cleansing a brown population from lands to which they are actually indigenous, and then establishing an apartheid state. Again, not all Jews are white. Not all white supremacists are white, but the state project of the State of Israel is very much a white supremacist project, and it must be resisted. Peace.